The council voted unanimously Monday to allow Mayor Kasim Reed to spend up to $8.8 million acquiring the full rights to Underground Atlanta. Reed says the move is necessary in order to eventually sell the building to a private company. He said the deal should close this month.
What we know from all of the folks that we've talked to who are experts in this space is that we need to control the property 100% because people aren't going to come in and make significant investments unless they can drive the train.
The city owns the property, but it's being leased and operated by real estate developer Dan O'Leary. Reed says the city is losing about $7.9 million a year by maintaining ownership, with more than 70 years remaining on the lease. That money is going to pay off bonds from Underground's last renovation. He says some development interest from Underground has sprung out of other discussions about plans for Turner Field.
We've been meeting with so many developers that other conversations really have grown out of that interest.
Underground's current tenants will have a year after the deal to move out. Reed said the property would not likely be turned over to nearby Georgia State University. Asked what he envisioned for the current building, he said something along the lines of the soon-to-open Ponce City Market. Councilman Kwanzaa Hall, whose district used to include Underground Atlanta prior to redistricting, agreed.
It should stand on its own for all Atlantans and not be a place that it has a limited market in, as it does right now.
But Underground Atlanta has gone through significant revisions in the past without much success. So how will this plan really change things? A.J. Robinson heads the group Central Atlanta Progress.
Can we aspire to a better vision, a bigger vision? And I think with the cycle changing and all the interest in urban real estate around and in downtown Atlanta, that it's a good time to see what can come up with it.
Reed says the city has been in talks with current owner O'Leary and that they've been going well. Leary did not respond to interview requests before airtime. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.